Even before the shiny new Graton Casino Resort opened its doors 3 months ago, it was becoming one of the biggest new employers in Sonoma County. And soon, much of that workforce may have union representation, says Weiling Huber, president of Unite Here Local 2850.
There are approximately 1,000 employees who are involved in food and beverage and cleaning and some of the gaming floor workers who our union seeks to organize because we are a union that represents around the country over 150,000 workers in casinos in Las Vegas or Atlantic City. And we actually have a number of unionized casinos here in Northern California that are tribal casinos, just like Graton Rancheria.
But unlike some job sites, where union organizing is difficult and contentious, Huber has reason to be confident that the process will proceed smoothly at the Graton Casino.
One of the things that's unique about this situation is that it's very much part of the tribe's vision to have good jobs and really raise the standards in the area. They really went out of their way to try to bring up wages by paying above scale in many cases, providing full-time jobs, and providing good benefits even before there's a contract in place.
That stance is good news for the region, says Marty Bennett, co-chair of North Bay Jobs with Justice, formerly the Living Wage Coalition, because it means a surge in better than minimum wages.
The casino is filling a major hole in our regional economy. More than 50% of the jobs generated over the next decade are going to pay less than $15 an hour. They're going to be low-wage jobs. And this casino is addressing directly that problem of low-wage jobs without benefits.
Moreover, says Bennett, who is also a union staff member, those wages will ripple on through the local economy.
Much of the spending by workers goes directly into the local economy and will certainly help increase demand, which is one of the problems with the recovery. We don't have sufficient demand, so this is enormously significant in terms of trying to boost the local economy.
Preparations for a union representation election at the casino are just getting started, but Huber expects the representation vote will happen in just a few weeks once the underlying process is in place.
Generally, without employer opposition, if just given a straight choice between having representation and not having representation, employees choose to have representation. So there isn't a long period of persuasion. It really just is, okay, how long does it take to talk to 1,000 people?
And already she is thinking about how a union presence at this new tourist destination could affect other outlets in the Sonoma County hospitality industry.
Obviously, this is a big hospitality area. Hotels, room rates in Sonoma County are through the roof compared to the hotels we represent in the East Bay, and the wages are about half. So that is a dichotomy that we really need to change.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.